With our current economy, there's no time to lose. Apothecary Herbs has their own version of the stimulus package. It includes sending you highly potent and certified organic herbal products at a 15% discount. Here's how it works. Mail in your order using our catalog order form, online downloadable order form, or if shopping on our website at thepowerherbs.com, print off the contents of your shopping cart, subtract 15%, add your shipping fee, and mail it in with your payment. Get well and save money. What could be better than that? Order by mail now and save 15%. Call Apothecary Herbs for a free product catalog toll-free, 866-229-3663, international 704-875-8010, or online, thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. Glad you're with us here on American Voice Radio, Herb Talk Live. I'm so glad you're joining us today. We got a great show. We are going to empower you. Yes, that's our job. And we're going to be talking about the garden pharmacy. Yeah, how you can heal yourself just by, you know, going out to the garden. Lots of good stuff there. And we're probably going to talk about some stomach ulcers and some natural things that help you fight against germs. So we got lots to talk about in this hour, and we do have a quack report. But before I forget, you know, right before the show started, I'm talking to my magical engineer, Frank, best in the world, best engineer in the world. And we're just marveling at the fact that tomorrow is June already. Can you believe it? It's going to be June. And speaking of that, Dr. Rebecca Carley is going to be with us on the 19th of June. So I hope you can join us then. And also, I was talking with our old friend John Monroe from Dr. Banker's Group just the other day, and he's going to be visiting us once again on how we can improve our vision in July. So he's going to be back. He's also going to be checking in with me to see how I'm doing with my vision correction progress and all that good stuff. So we keep plugging away at that, and we'll give you a heads up and highlights in July. So, well, before we get to the Quack Report, a big salute and simplify to our military, praying for them and all of America, always Memorial Day here on Herb Talk for our military. And we need to seek the Lord's face so that we can vote in a righteous leader for this nation and also, you know, protect the voting process. You know, we need more people to wake up, and we need to get smart. We need to get proactive. I mean, enough's enough already. Enough's enough already. Seek the Lord's face. Ask for his help. If it's his will, he will turn this nation around, and we'll become one nation under God once again. And without further ado, let's do the Quack Report. Thank you, Frank. Oh, goodness. Guess what? There's some new information out that one in six cancers, they say, is actually caused by a treatable infection. About 2 million cases of cancer per year, they say, are responsible for about 1.5 million to 7.5 million cancer deaths all over the world. But this new study that was published in the Journal of Lancet Oncology says infections with certain viruses, bacteria, and parasites are one of the biggest and most preventable causes of cancer worldwide, according to the researchers. So they examined a wide variety of cancer records and included a database of like 27 types of cancer in about 184 countries, and they found that in 2008, 16% of all these cancers that were diagnosed were because of an infection. Nearly all infection-related cancers, they say, were caused by one of four infectious agents. Helicobacter pylori, a bacterium of the gastrointestinal tract, also the human papillomavirus, and a virus, hepatitis B and hepatitis C, which, you know, it's some speculate hepatitis C is fiction, so I don't know. They say the microbes are mostly responsible for gastric, cervical, and liver cancers. 50% of the women that were infected, their cancers were related to the cervix, while 80% of the men's cancer overall was either liver, stomach, or colon. So you know what? If it's an infection, a parasite, whatever, a virus, you know, hey, God's got herbs for that. All right, moving along. Monsanto in the news, of course they are. Monsanto planted GM alfalfa before the USDA approved that they could do that. Oh, really? Do tell. Well, a little more than a year ago, the U.S. Department of Agriculture made a disastrous decision. They deregulated Monsanto's Roundup Ready alfalfa. Even though the environmental impact report didn't prove that GM alfalfa is at all safe or even necessary. Yeah, what's wrong with the original alfalfa God made? That's my question. So how it has now come to light, though. Monsanto released their GM alfalfa into the wild years before it was deregulated in 2005, and apparently, get this, folks, the USDA knew about it and did nothing. Well, reporting for Activist Post, Cassandra Anderson and Anthony Guterhardy, I'm massacring that last name, I know I am, they explained in a letter that the USDA dated April 5th of 2007 that Cal West Seeds in California, it's a based seed company, said that Monsanto's GM alfalfa infiltrated in their crop long before 2005. The letter reveals Monsanto's GM traits turned up in their alfalfa organic crop. So, but what's really weird is that the people who wrote the letter complaining, the seed company, complaining that the genetically modified alfalfa, the traits, were from seeds that GM produced in 2003. So, seems like, you know, it's been out there a long, long time. What else do we have in the Quack Report? As more and more bacteria and organisms in the world become resistant to things that used to kill them, you know, antibiotics, we have new evidence that deadly strains of methicillin-resistant staph is becoming resistant now to the last-ditch antibiotic that they have. So scientists are saying this new hospital-borne superbug, they're calling it CC5. They've known about it since 2002. But this superbug, apparently, has some skills. It has become very good at picking up resistant genes from other bacteria, and it coexists, doesn't compete, but it coexists very nicely with other bacteria, so it can kind of, you know, glean secrets. So it can kind of take genes from the other bacteria and become, what, more resistant. So you talk about an educated bacteria. It's very good at picking up these resistant genes, and it now is resistant to vancomycin, the last antibiotic that they have. Researcher Jim Silva says in 2002, there have been like 12 cases of the vancomycin-resistant virus infection in the United States. They say in a study which identified the new superbug strain, researchers wanted to learn what made it so different from the others, and it said this vancomycin-resistant CC5 has adaptability to coexist with other bacteria, take foreign DNA from the other bacteria, and adapt and become more powerful. So this makes CC5 a dangerous organism in hospitals, according to researcher Silva. And guess what they're seeing? They're seeing more flesh-eating bacteria cases on the rise, and they're all vancomycin-resistant types, apparently, difficult to kill. The condition that hospitals call necrotizing fasciitis, which means your skin's rotten off your body. It says it's serious infection of the skin and soft tissue, manifests itself in a number of people recently in South Carolina and Georgia. So they've warned about, they've warned for years about overprescribing these antibiotics. So this problem right here, these CC5, flesh-eating bacteria, this is all Pandora's box, courtesy of antibiotic use, allopathic medicine. What else is in the Quacker? CDC, Centers for Disease Control, is predicting, are you ready? If you're a baby boomer, listen up. They're predicting there's going to be an epidemic of hepatitis C among the baby boomers. So here's what they're going to do. They have this, they want to preempt this epidemic. Yep, see, they know it's coming. So they want to preempt this epidemic. They've drafted a proposal that if you're born between the ages of 1945 and 1965, you're going to be tested for hepatitis C in order to receive possible vaccinations. But they don't have a vaccine for hepatitis C. So what they're going to give you is hepatitis A and B. Does that make sense? No, I'm serious. This is what they're going to do. This is what they want to do. Hepatitis B vaccine has an impressive track record. Reported serious adverse reactions and death, by the way. And they don't have that hepatitis C vaccine, but they don't care. Dr. Michael Tierra and Sepp Hasselberger report how Chiron, a diagnostic department of Novartis vaccines, spent years struggling to find the hepatitis C virus. They were looking for it so they can create a vaccine. After lots of manipulation, they came up with just a footprint of a shadow of a phantom virus. They used that to create a blood screening test for hepatitis C. So they made a lot of money. But experts debunk this test and argue that the phantom virus does not pass as a full criteria of a real, actual infectious virus. Did you know this? Well, keep in mind that hepatitis C is supposedly transmitted by blood, not saliva or sex fluids. Nobel Prize-winning virologist Peter Duschberg also thinks there is no hepatitis C virus. So do journalist Torsten Ellenberger and Dr. Klaus Kollenhein. They put together a book called The Virus Mania. Their book actually debunks virus claims for several diseases, And Big Pharma intends to profit from scaring you to death. Well, they better not come near me. I'm going to show them some lead poisoning. Let's see. Last but not least in the quack report, fenugreek herb. Hey, you guys out there got some ED issues or you're thinking about taking Viagra or any of those other drugs? Think about fenugreek first. Its name means ram's horn clover, but the herb has been used for hundreds of years, has medicinal properties. They've used it for appetite, digestive disorders, diabetes, that kind of thing. However, recently it's been known to improve sexual performance in men. Researchers are not sure why it works, but it does increase male hormones, and it releases, they think because there's saponins in the herb. These are photochemicals of the plant, and it has a lot of health benefits. So they think that is stimulating the male hormones. So they studied this thing. They researched the fenugreek at the Center for Integrative Clinical and Molecular Medicine, and fenugreek demonstrated that men who took it, an extract twice a day, saw a significant transformation in their sex life. 6-week study showed 30% increase in reported sexual performance compared to a placebo. Huh, fenugreek. We got that over here at Apothecary Herbs. And that wraps the quack report.
That's all, folks.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Frank. Awesome. Yes, yes. Yeah, fenugreek. Yep. Interesting herb. Yes, it is. Okay, we're going to talk about our garden pharmacy. You know, a lot of folks are into gardening these days, really, for several reasons. Really, gardening has, you know, picked up. Gardening is fun and gratifying. It offers the positive benefit of being able to grow and nurture the fruits of your labor. And besides, your garden produce is so much better than the conventionally grown produce sold in stores. Now, people are kind of skeptical and even downright scared. The genetically modified produce Monsanto is kind of pushing around. And many countries are refusing to grow or even accept imported GM produce. Bans on GM corn, rice, soy, nuts, cotton, and other crops are gaining speed worldwide. So America, it seems, may be the last major country to enact restrictions on adulterated GM crops. However, that may change, because more American consumers are starting to demand organic and certified organic produce, products, and even meats. The power of the wallet has a lot to say. And grocery store merchants, guess what? They're taking notice. Now, I want to tell you, about a decade ago, about 10 years ago, I had a meeting with the head of an advertising executive at a major Southeast grocery store chain. And they wanted to pick my brain with regards to the growing trend in grocery foods. Okay, so this is around 2000, 2001, you know. So they noticed this trend early on, and they wanted to know about it. So, and I told them straight up, hey, organic markets are going to expand and be in demand. And I recommended that they go organic with their chain of stores. Well, did they listen to me? Not really. They kind of split the baby, and they had some organic products, and then they had their usual fare of stock. They played around with this advertising notion like it was a test. And I can understand that they were hesitant from a business perspective. However, what they wound up doing was opening a dozen stores under a different name, but still under the mother store logo, so that shoppers knew it was their stores, just different. But the problem was it wasn't all that different, and customers were confused. They had all the usual prepackaged and frozen items and meats that were full of preservatives, hormones, and antibiotics. Then they had a few sections of organic produce and homeopathic stuff. I also recommended to them that they should have a spokesperson, which the community recognized as a natural food expert, to do their promo spots, commercials, radio ads, and to give health tips. I gave them an example. you know, something like XYZ Grocery has the very best antioxidant section on the planet. And then they should list some of the foods, you know. And I guess they were kind of scared, and therefore they missed the boat. And I tried to tell them that health-conscious shoppers want foods with nothing artificial, no high-fructose corn syrup, and a very short ingredient list. Now, they didn't step up to the plate. And you know what? Someone else did. And it made them shut down their new venture somewhat organic stores. Uh-oh. Well, let's talk about the competition that did that. A man with vision, Roger Durow, founded a grocery store back in 1975. And it's grown now into a chain. It's a chain of stores, and it's called Earth Fair, the healthy supermarket. They have 20 stores on the East Coast, from the Carolinas to Florida. And this store stocks about 26,000 natural and organic products, and many of them bear their name and logo. So this store has character, and it's kind of a combination of an old-time general store and an outdoor market. Has the umbrellas and the wood barrels that are full of healthy foodstuffs. It's pretty neat. The ambiance is friendly, clean, and healthy. And they even offer cooking classes for those wanting to eat healthier. So one walk through this store and you know that trans fats, synthetic growth hormones, and GM foods are not allowed. Now you can visit them online. You go to earthfair.com and check them out. If your town doesn't have one, request they get one. Well, you know, it shows you that somebody had vision and somebody had guts. Roger Durow had guts to step up and to go out against the tide. Now, he is right now resisting the pressure to fill his store with corrupted foods. And we've been conditioned as consumers, and we've even been threatened by the powers of darkness to even hold back when it comes to sharing anything natural which promotes good health. So the threat of fines or imprisonment, kind of enough to scare the average person, right? Now, for those who don't think so, well, there is this double standard that's being enforced by evil. It's just plain and simple. Such as the GM foods, they don't need testing to prove safety or even though they've been altered. What testing? They just plant them anyway. Natural foods like your herbs that have not been altered, oh, the powers want to test those for safety. Your raw milk drinkers and those who share organic hen eggs from their backyards are being arrested. Organic farmers hosting a picnic are invaded and illegally harassed by the Department of Agriculture. Also, what would you call fraudulent test studies from drug makers, drug manufacturer connections to persons on the FDA approval panel, and not testing vaccines before approving and using them? Well, it's manipulation and deception, and that's wickedness. And that comes from the power and the principalities of the devil. So stifling information and affordable product availability on natural cures promotes disease and death. So control over you is the goal of the wicked, and what better way to accomplish that than with healthcare and monetary systems? That's not from God. You know, God's herbs are good, and you can tap into them. His foods are good. Original foods are good. So let's talk about some of those foods that can heal you. You can protect yourself by not buying into the unhealthy, convenient foods and buy organic or grow your own and cook at home. Foods like raw beetroot with the greens builds the blood system. Radishes help keep the liver clean. Juice a watermelon with the rind because it's full of minerals and it will flush the kidneys. And then when you urinate, if it feels hot, that means your kidneys need a bit of a cleansing. Cabbage and celery will help keep the digestive system healthy, and you should juice them if your digestion is really bad, because it's really good for ulcerative conditions. A good blood purifier for blood poisoning is plantain, and you need to know this stuff, not the genetic name of your prescription. The majority of people over 50 have more than one health crisis. America has over 500,000 people overweight with diabetes and hypertension. If they don't address the cause, they're going to add heart disease, stroke, depression, and obesity to the list. And responsibility starts at home. So doctors will not take responsibility for your health. They have malpractice insurance and government bureaucracy to hide behind. So modern medicine will not cure you. And why should they? They've got prescription after prescription to sell you, lab tests and surgery for the rest of your life. You know, the Bible has this thing about milk and meat. It refers to those young in the faith as needing mother's milk, as they're not strong enough yet to tolerate meat, spiritually speaking. So how you approach health is much like faith. So is your faith in the lab or in the garden. So you want to take care of your health. And it can seem like a mountain to climb. But you start with one step. First step. Just take that first step. Health is not hard when you avoid the pitfalls the devil puts in front of you, such as refined sugar, alcohol, soda, and all those unhealthy foods. And there are few that haven't been fooled into eating unhealthy foods, so you're not alone. So responsibility is power, and you can control your health. That's your health destiny right now. You can control that. Change the lifestyle to your organic foods and eat nothing processed. Cleanse the system from the past lifestyle to help your organs regenerate and the system to balance and heal itself. Now, if you need help learning how to do that and the tools you'll need to accomplish that, call the folks at Apothecary Herbs and ask about their organ system cleanses. And you can call to order or to request their free product catalog. Their toll-free number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277, 704-885-0277, or you can visit their online store, thepowerherbs.com, the three W's, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless. And don't forget to ask them about boosting their immune system. They have immune boosting information for you there, a lot of things to help you avoid degenerative disease. That's what it's about, right? It's not about disease management. It's about avoiding that. That's the big difference there between natural and allopathic medicine. That's the difference right there. So where's your faith lie? Is your faith in the scientific lab, or is it in the garden? I'll pick the garden, thanks. I'm coming up to a bottom of the hour break, but on the other side, we are going to be talking about killing those bad germs with a natural way, some stomach ulcers, and I don't know if we'll have time. Maybe we'll touch on depression, too. We'll see. On the other side of this break, don't go anywhere.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
With our current economy, there's no time to lose. Apothecary Herbs has their own version of the stimulus package. It includes sending you highly potent and certified organic herbal products at a 15% discount. Here's how it works. Mail in your order using our catalog order form, online downloadable order form, or if shopping on our website at thepowerherbs.com, print off the contents of your shopping cart, subtract 15%, add your shipping fee, and mail it in with your payment. Get well and save money. What could be better than that? Order by mail now and save 15%. Call Apothecary Herbs for a free product catalog toll-free, 866-229-3663, international 704-875-8010, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
"007, your assignment is to find out what herb secrets herbalist Wendy Wilson has on Herb Talk Live."
Do you remember a time without antibiotics, superbugs, vaccines, and drug dependency? Well, we do too, and we're here to remind you that you're more powerful than you think. God said herbs are here for the service of man. Tap into them and free yourself from drug dependency, disease management, and overwhelming medical costs. Take control and be independently healthy. Call Apothecary Herbs for professional strength formulas to stand in the gap and strengthen your system where you need help. Herbs for blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes, osteoporosis, and more. Call toll-free 866-229-3663, online, thepowerherbs.com. Check out their vitamin vault where you can stock up and save on case discounts. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll-free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll-free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson. Yeah, we're going to talk about the germs and the chemicals that can help kill them. Obviously, we've got some, you know, very, you know, drug-resistant germs happening, CC5 to be more precise, MRSA, flesh-eating bacteria. So let's see. And also we've heard, you know, cancer comes from an infection. So let's see what we can do naturally. Let's talk about surface germs. You know, people use what? Those Clorox wipes, right? Hand sanitizers, Lysol. But when you think about it, the statistics show that we are always at risk of exposure to bacteria, viruses, and even mold. And these microbes infect our environment and make about 100,000 people sick every year. So we've made the problem worse when we create the drug-resistant microbes. However, we have tools to kill these infections, these substances that are in our environment and it could be inside our body. So I like to use some natural tools because the microbes have not developed the resistance to them. Well, let's look what's on the surface because we have some natural products that will help cut down on our exposure to germs without using toxic cleaners. Our ancestors used distilled white vinegar to kill bacteria and to add to the laundry. They would add it to the laundry. Hydrogen peroxide, one of my engineer's favorite products, also an excellent for bacteria and can also go in the wash to whiten clothes instead of using that bleach. Now, if you have a porous or a hard-to-reach area, like a nook and cranny, you can cleanse it with steam. The porous areas will dry quickly. Colloidal silver is another alternative product to disinfect with. Now, I would use that sparingly if you're going to take it inside the body, and only for an emergency because it does strip away all the good flora as well as the bad flora in the digestive tract. So use that sparingly. Great on the outside, though. I mean, you put it on a bruise or cut, you stub your toe, and it seems to soothe. So colloidal silver on the outside is awesome. Well, let's focus on a few natural substances that can help us inside the body when when we got bacteria or fungus or viruses or even mold that's going to cause us some problems. Now, some people will not embrace natural substances to fight infections because, maybe it smells bad or it tastes bad, or maybe they just don't believe it's going to work. Then, on the other hand, there are those who feel that if it doesn't taste bad, it isn't effective. I can't win for losing. So one particular herb that really smells and tastes bad but is very efficient at cleansing away germs is chaparral. Now, some people don't want to use it because it has this waxy resin and it kind of smells weird. But the nickname of this herb has accumulated over the centuries are, you like these, stinkweed, geesewood, and Christo bush. So it has a lot of nicknames, and it's all because of, look, taste, smell, whatever. Well, let's look at some of the chaparral secrets for a minute. The American Indian utilized chaparral, which is indigenous to the southwest of the United States. And what they did is they used it and they rub it on burns. It relieves the burn. The Indians named chaparral, which means dense shrub. That's what they called chaparral. And they also made a tea, and they used it if they had colds or chicken pox or arthritis. One interesting application that they used was to heat chaparral twigs and apply those to the teeth for any toothaches. So how does that work? Well, chaparral has an antioxidant chemical compound similar to NDGA, which is an acid that kills cancer and germs that cause tooth decay. Cool, huh? So the pioneers used chaparral for external applications, such as for rashes, wounds, and even dandruff. And also they used it to help regrow hair. Now, for inside the body, they used chaparral for diarrhea, various digestive problems, venereal diseases, liver and kidney problems, and even cancer. In 1842, the U.S. Pharmacopoeia listed chaparral as a respiratory aid to clear mucus, declaring it an excellent bronchial antiseptic. Chaparral remained listed in the U.S. Pharmacopoeia until 1942. Many physicians are using chaparral today. No, I wouldn't say that. Chaparral, an ingredient in the Hoxie formula to eliminate cancer, and you know what they do with that. Herbalists who are not afraid to use this herb know that it works best in a liquid or a tincture form. It will make cancer leave the body because of its unique blood purifying property. Well, let's look at some of the studies. A few studies have been done on chaparral for its antimicrobial, antioxidant, antispasmodic benefits. In the 1960s, chaparral antioxidants were added to lard and animal shortening to prevent spoilage. Apparently, the herb prevents fats and oil from going rancid. They also found chaparral to be very effective against skin bacteria, parasites, and fungus. So the National Cancer Institute, they did some test tube studies on chaparral, specifically focusing on the antioxidant compound. they published findings that it was Shepro had several very powerful anti-cancer properties. However, they failed to take the research from the test tube into the next step, which was animal studies. I wonder why. So another study done in 1968 reported that patients that used Chaparral for cancer said that it encouraged certain cancers to grow. Oh, really? The study found that the cancer chemotherapy report revealed a patient suffering from a malignant melanoma who was treated with Chaparral tea experienced a regression of his cancer within 8 months. So we got a couple of reports here. Other research found that Chaparral is very poisonous to the American cockroach. Oh, that's okay. So the FDA regards the acids in Chaparral as non-safe, and they removed the substance containing this antioxidant from their safe list back in 1970. Well, it's because it works, you know. It does something beneficial. Now, they based this on a study that involved rats that produce health issues. Most likely it was a massive amount of Chaparral that they gave the rat, an abnormal amount, which animals and humans would not normally obtain. And since the Indians used the herb for dental issues, guess what? The herb went through some testing to see if it could be used for tooth decay and gum disease. The Journal of Dental Research reported that by using a Chaparral mouthwash, it reduced the formation of cavities by 75%. Really? So what? Well, science believes that the antioxidant Chaparral is a useful preventative in disease and that it causes cell damage to the bacteria. Well, good. Why don't we use that? Well, they think that it may also cause some other problems of concern. So a French study showed that the compound in Chaparral doubled the life of lab animals and insects. It was published in Discover Journal in 1987. Mosquitoes, which normally only have a 21-day lifespan, had a 45-day lifespan when they were given Chaparral. They also, the report also suggests avoiding any long-term use of Chaparral, which contains a lot of these acid compounds. So if you do use the Chaparral, they say use it sparingly and in short bursts. It is also recommended by the FDA if you suffer from chronic liver disease, not to use Chaparral. Well, a short burst of 3 to 5 days, you know, that's not long-term use. Warning signs would be if you develop nausea, fatigue, or fever, jaundice, of course, any dark-colored urine or yellowing of the eyes. Pregnant and nursing women, probably not use Chaparral till you're not nursing anymore. Pregnant or nursing, just avoid it. So how would you use it? Well, Chaparral is an important herb. It works best in a liquid, and if you use it in a tea, it will not be as concentrated as a tincture, for instance. So you will need to use more of a tea compared to a tincture. So if you're going to use Chaparral internally, use it sparingly for a cleansing or clearing of cancer cells, or a venomous poison, or even sepsis. I would also use it to counteract vaccines. The use of Chaparral tincture for a few days, if it gets the job done, hell, voila. And you'll find Chaparral, of course, if you're looking for that. It's in the blood cleanse formula the folks at Apothecary Herbs put together. Other herbs that you may want to take notice are black walnut for removing parasites and fungus. And I do have a tooth and gum restorer for oral health needs. Calcium formula is also there for improving dentin on the teeth, as well as strong, healthy bones and connective tissue and muscle. It's plant calcium, that's why. Not animal calcium. That's why that works. So you can check that out online at thepowerherbs.com, or you can give them a call toll-free at 866-229-3663 and check it out yourself. Well, we got a few minutes, so we're going to save depression topic for next time. We're going to talk about stomach ulcers. Because we were talking about in the first part of the show a little bit of the garden that helps with digestive issues. So let's just kind of punch it up a little bit and look at stomach ulcers, because there's a lot of Americans, there's like 5 million right now suffering with stomach ulcers. And when every minute, actually, 7 more people get diagnosed with maybe a peptic ulcer or some sort of ulcer, and it means that digestive disease is kind of big business for big you know, pharma, gastroenterologists, that kind of thing. It also suggests that 20 million Americans will experience at least one stomach ulcer during their lifetime. And this is having a peptic ulcer can be life-threatening. It may not be life-threatening like other diseases would with a higher mortality rate. However, 12 people a day can die from their ulcer. That's 12 too many. Let's look at some of the symptoms. Ulcer symptoms are described as, you know, a burning or an aching or a gnawing pain located in the upper abdomen or below the breastbone. Symptoms are more severe on an empty stomach, such as in between meals or during the night. And these annoying symptoms can last for weeks at a time with a brief relief in between these types of bouts. Other symptoms can be nausea, vomiting, belching, bloating, loss of appetite, weight loss or weight gain, bleeding or black stool, fatigue, weakness, and eating disorders like anorexia. So what could be causing these ulcers? Ulcerative types of digestive problems. Well, our lifestyle actually can be the culprit, most likely is. We have this delicate balance of the digestive system, and what we eat can disrupt that. What we eat and drink, or even the stress level that we endure, can affect the digestive mucosal lining of the digestive juices that irritate the stomach. So the stomach secretes more acid and digestive enzymes than the stomach and small intestines can tolerate, and creates this crater known as an ulcer. Over time, these juices can literally digest the stomach lining. So bacteria can also infect the lining and when we eat contaminated food or water. And a lot of times, if the research is right, that cancer is an infection, this is how a lot of people can get stomach cancer. Now, drugs such as anti-inflammatory meds like aspirin, corticosteroids, can also be major causes. Smoking is also known to contribute to the formation of an ulcer. Alcohol abuse presents a risk of developing ulcers. Associated conditions can also contribute to developing an ulcer, like emphysema, rheumatoid arthritis, and even liver disease. So what does the medical profession do? Well, for nearly 70 years, doctors prescribed dairy products for ulcer therapy to neutralize the stomach acid. Milk therapy for ulcers works temporarily for about, 20 minutes? And then the stomach juices rebound, and then there's more acid being pumped out. Yeah, well, milk is alkaline. Stomach says, we need more acid. Now, this vicious cycle triggers the hormone gastrin, and triggering that release, there's even more acid within just 3 hours. Oh, boy. So this was documented by a 1976 study out of the University of California in Los Angeles School of Medicine. Indian researchers reconfirmed that milk doesn't help ulcers in a 1986 study, stating that milk therapy for ulcers actually blocked the healing of ulcers. Now, by eliminating milk, they reported that ulcers healed 78% faster. So today, modern medicine prescribes antibiotics to deal with the bacteria, which are probably resistant now. But these drugs have side effects and have contributed to, of course, those drug-resistant superbugs. So the drug side effects are going to be diarrhea, fever, joint pain, kidney damage, well, that's nice, hives, vomiting, loss of appetite, itching, and mouth sores. So the acid pump inhibitor drugs, the Prevacid, the Nexium, the Prilosec, etc., can cause stomach ache, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, and an increased risk for pneumonia. The drugs to neutralize the stomach acid, Xanax, Tagamet, Mylanta, can cause dizziness, fatigue, headaches, and breast enlargement in males. Now, the acid blocker medications like Tagamet, Xanax, Prepsid, they can cause much of the same symptoms described we just talked about. When you take in acid neutralizing drugs, plus it can cause impotence. So you do not want to let ulcers go untreated, right, and become perforated ulcers, which would need immediate surgical attention. Don't want to do that. Well, let's look at some of the acid culprits that create acid, that creates a crater in your stomach. Foods that produce more acid than we need are pretty much a nightmare, even for the ulcer patients. These foods are going to be milk, beer, coffee, 7-Up, tea with caffeine, and Coke. You should avoid those products. Now, what about hot, spicy foods like cayenne? Well, medical research has shown that hot, spicy food does not create ulcers or delay ulcer healing. Dr. David Graham of Baylor College of Medicine in Houston found that hot cayenne or jalapeno peppers did not harm the mucosa lining of the stomach and did not block the healing of ulcers. In fact, the capsaicin in the hot peppers acts as an antiseptic and an anesthetic and enhances blood flow for healing the ulcer. Interesting. So science has also discovered that capsaicin also limits the damage that aspirin and alcohol cause to the stomach lining. So what about some other natural foods? You know, why risk yourself to drug therapy when you can, like, drink raw cabbage juice or with celery? We were talking about that in the first part of the show. They provide amino acids and increase blood flow to the stomach lining to heal it. It soothes the ulcer. So if you got really bad ulcerative conditions, you don't want to eat the cabbage or celery raw. You want to juice them and drink the juice. So Dr. Gannett Cheney of Stanford University School of Medicine reported that by drinking 1 quart of raw cabbage juice a day showed a 95% healing rate of the stomach lining in just 5 days. So drink up. Cabbage is an antibiotic, and it contains a compound called G-farnate, which has been included in a lot of anti-ulcer drugs. Just juice the cabbage. It's cheaper and it's safer. So use fresh cabbage, but don't cook it. Eating raw honey with it, its natural antibacterial benefits can also deal with the bacteria as well and encourages healing. So you can kind of put a little honey in your cabbage juice. Consuming bananas or plantains, this is a long-timey folk remedy for ulcers. They also reduce inflammation of the stomach lining, and it builds up the mucosal lining, strengthening the stomach. Now, this lining is your protection against acid, so adding more fiber to the diet will also help. So legumes, fruits, and vegetables will to strengthen the stomach lining and aid in acid production in the digestive process is going to be beneficial. So be aware that a bland diet with a lack of roughage encourages ulcers, and that's what they put people on. That's what doctors encourage you to eat so that your ulcer doesn't heal. According to Dr. Frank Tovey of the University College of London, duodenal ulcers were rare prior to the 1900s. That's because people ate fiber. Okay, so countries with processed foods have higher ulcer rates. High fiber diets not only heal ulcers but prevent their recurrence. They suspect it is the fiber that buffers the gastric acid, which can irritate the stomach lining. So get some whole grains going. Get some Ezekiel bread from the frozen area of your grocery store if you don't want to make your own. Okay, so we have some more natural solutions. Fenugreek, which was in the Quack Report for, you know, an aphrodisiac for helping men in their sexual function. Well, fenugreek herb reduces the burning sensation of an ulcer. Willow bark and meadow sweet herb are great natural pain relievers and anti-inflammatory aids without side effects. Licorice root also contains anti-ulcer properties proven by a Scandinavian scientist. Licorice will reduce acids and help repair the stomach lining. Drug companies produce a drug called Cavit-S, which was made or selected licorice compounds. But just use some licorice root. So make sure when you're buying your licorice, you're getting the real thing and not something else flavored with anise. Medicinal amounts of licorice are not recommended for those that have high blood pressure or are pregnant. And garlic is going to protect the stomach lining from harmful foods and drugs and bacteria. So researchers at Catholic University Medical School in Korea found that garlic compounds reduce the damage to the stomach by inhibiting the secretion of gastric acids and helped release hormone-like substances, prostaglandins, to strengthen the stomach lining. Oh, and fennel. Fennel herb reduces bloating and gas in the digestive system. It aids in digestion. And ginger root is going to help reduce nausea and vomiting. You can add a little slippery elm inner bark and marshmallow root to soothe the lining of the stomach, the digestive system. So you've got some tools here. With all natural, no side effects, inexpensive, don't need a copay, don't need an insurance card. You've got good herbs. They're just here for your use. God said herbs are here for the service of man, so tap into them. Also, you can use more fruits and vegetables in the diet, more fiber. Change that lifestyle, and your healing is going to begin. You'll be ulcer-free if you stick to it. Now, you're going to find a lot of these digestive aids at Apothecary Herbs. They have a digestion kit with your fennel, ginger, slippery elm, marshmallow root. They have the pain relief, willow bark and meadow sweet. They have the fenugreek. They have things to help you stop smoking, milk thistle for the liver, bowel cleansing to kind of clean out the whole plumbing, if you will. You've got tools. Tap into them. Learn how to use them. Responsibility starts at home. So otherwise you'll be a patient for life, as long as your life is on, you know, stuff out of the lab. Lab or the garden? I go with the garden. Oh, my goodness, I'm just about out of time, but, hey, don't forget, we're into June next time that we meet. I cannot believe that. And Dr. Carley's going to be with us on the 19th, and then we're also going to be talking with John Moreau in July. If you missed any of the interviews with him, they are on our archive area on thepowerherbs.com, as well as previous interviews with Dr. Carley. So you can tap into that anytime. They're free. Or visit the American Voice Radio Archive as well. And get educated. Share with family and friends. They're free downloads. And they're educational. And they're proactive. And they put tools into your hands, knowledge into your hands. Things that will protect you, strengthen you, empower you. Man, that is a blessing, and a blessing. All together, it's God's good herbs, and they are a blessing. End of story. Well, next time we're going to be talking about depression and some other things, so I hope you'll come back Tuesday night. We'll be here Tuesday in June. Cannot believe it's June, the 5th of June. Holy moly. And if you got a health topic you'd like me to cover on the show, just drop me a line from the powerherbs.com website or give me a call at Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, cure disease, so seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician if you dare before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and until next time, be well.